The Nigerian singer Tems has emerged as a global star. You might know her through her collaborations with Beyoncé, Drake, and Rihanna. Today, she releases her debut album, Born in the Wild. As she told NPR music reporter Sydney Madden, her music career began with an agonizing decision.
Tems makes a great case for quitting.
I took a leap like I jumped off the cliff.
Before the Nigerian-born singer-songwriter was one of the most distinctive voices in R&B, just the idea of a life in music felt worlds beyond her reach. Back in 2018, Tems was working a job in marketing that she knew was a dead end. She felt a calling to do something else.
I didn't know whether I would get wings. I didn't know whether anybody would pick me up. I just jumped.
Her boss at the time was less than supportive.
She was like, if you're not careful, I'll fire you. And I was like, actually, this is the best time to say that I want to quit. And I was just like, I'm going to sing. So she was livid, like, sing? Huh? And then I just like started crying. I was like, I just have to because this is what I've been called to do. And I just have to do it. It's now or never.
But even through the tears, Tems knew she made the right decision.
I left the room shaking, but I felt relieved, like, okay, now I'm starting my real life.
That meant starting over from scratch, though. Because at the time of her resignation, Tems hadn't even made her first song yet. She just knew what she wanted to make.
I think music is meant to make you feel something.
The sound of West Africa is ruled by the dance-driven Afrobeat scene. What Tems was aiming for was slow-burning alternative soul. She grew up on Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, R&B divas with soaring vocals who create huge, heart-stopping moments.
A lot of music now is for utility. It doesn't necessarily make you feel something, but I want to feel it in my chest. Like, I want to feel sad, I want to feel happy, I want to feel motivated.
In Lagos, finding a producer who could match that feeling without pushing her into the Afrobeat lane was hard. So, Tem spent hours on YouTube learning how to produce and engineer music herself.
Every time I stay in tune with myself, it just always goes right. It's just always pure. So why you wanna try me? Can't try me. You're out to destroy me. Destroy me. You try to challenge me. Challenge me. You try to distract me. Distract me.
This purity of feeling in her songwriting, matched with the richness of her vocals, became her signature, one that the entire world heard in 2020. Her chorus on Essence, a song by fellow Nigerian star Wizkid, made the track an undeniable hit. Since then, Tems has earned Grammy and Oscar nominations and has become a leader for women in the African music space. And now, all those years after shaking in her boss's office, Tems' bet on herself is paying off in full with her full-length debut album, Born in the Wild.
It's all over the news, I notice. Under the sun, struggling to find my focus. When I was young, younger than I was always running away.
What does it mean to be born in the wild?
It means to be fighting for survival. It means to learn how to have soft skin and to be comfortable in uncertainty.
Born in the wild, born in the wild. Born in the wild, born in the wild.
Just like the early tracks that got her noticed, Tems wrote, produced, and engineered most of this debut herself.
I tried to get writers for this album. I really tried. I worked with maybe four writers, and I just ended up not using the stuff that they did because I know myself so well. It feels weird for me to sing another person's lyrics that I don't relate to.
Born in the Wild shows off that personal growth. Tems flirts with Afropop on Love Me Jeje.
Day and night is so unconditional, got me living softly. Yeah, yeah, love me jeje,
love me tender.
You know your love turn me up like never. Anything you want and I'ma do whatever.
On Unfortunate, She sends off a lover who's shown her too many red flags and does it so sweetly. She reframes the breakup almost as a positive. Anything you want to say, might as well be thrown away. Guess it's time to make your way.
And it's not even like I'm judging you, because I'm not perfect. But it's great that you showed me that you are this person. So I can give you space. You need to grow. You need to get that growth going. And maybe it's fortunate you're unfortunate.
Yeah, maybe it's fortunate you're unfortunate. And she sends a love letter to her younger self on the poignant Hold On. This is for the girl in the dark. This is for the one trying to make it right. This is for the one waiting for the sunrise. This is for the one with the voice inside.
Things were always going wrong in my life from moments I was born. You know, I was actually born in candlelight. Like, there was no electricity when my mom gave birth to me. It was night in my life for so long that, like, I just thought it was never coming. And then my life did a 360 from that leap I took, from that one decision to quit my job. I think if anyone feels like how I felt at the time, I think, yeah, Hold On.
After years of holding on herself, Tems has finally found those wings she didn't know she had. Sydney Madden, NPR Music. I don't know if you can fight while you're doing my-